Hi, looking back on July 6, the day in 1957 when a 15-year-old Paul McCartney met 16-year-old John Lennon at the St. Peter's Church Fete.
We talked after the show.
The thing I think impressed him most, I knew all the words.
I turned around to him right then on first meeting and said, "Do you want to join the group?"
And another landmark moment in music happened in 1973 when Queen released their first single. And in 2003 at Wimbledon, the man now regarded as one of tennis's greatest ever, Roger Federer, broke through for his first Grand Slam title, defeating our own Mark Philippoussis.
Roger Federer goes to his knees this time as a Wimbledon champion.
There's a pretty special birthday to start the July 6th list. The current Dalai Lama is 86.
I think, generally speaking, never show anger, then I think something wrong.
Burt Ward, famous for playing Robin in the 60s series of Batman, turns 76.
Holy, here we go again, Batman.
Action tough guy Sylvester Stallone celebrates his 75th birthday. He says he's dealing pretty well with aging.
It's okay, because I said to myself, if I break, whatever, I ain't going to fix it. Why bother?
Former US President George W. Bush is also 75.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Academy Award-winning Aussie actor Geoffrey Rush is 70 today.
I'd also like to thank every Australian actor and theatre colleague I've ever worked with.
British comedian and star of Absolutely Fabulous, Jennifer Saunders, turns 63.
I think I am now officially fatter sideways than I am front on.
No, you don't need those. I am your mirror.
How do I look?
Aussie singer-songwriter Rick Price is 60. This was his biggest hit. Not a day goes by. Kevin Hart, the very funny star of movies like Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, and Central Intelligence, is 42.
I shouldn't be here, so I feel like me being in the middle of this throws me in it, so let me exclude myself.
Finally today, remembering the father of rock and roll. Bill Haley was born on this day in 1925, died in 1981 at the age of 55. So John Lennon met Paul McCartney on Bill Haley's birthday. Incredible. It's July 6.